What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, May 16th, 2017, and boy, do we have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone and put you on the air. And the big breaking story right now, and no, you will not see this. Well, actually, this did come out of the corporate media. Believe it or not, a Fox News affiliate in Washington, D.C. has run this story. It's not gone national yet. They're still going on about North Korea and Donald Trump the traitor and all the rest of that stuff. But apparently, a detective hired by Seth Rich's family has confirmed Seth Rich was in communication with WikiLeaks. And so those DNC emails that Hillary and all of her people were blaming on those evil Russian hackers, it was a leak. Internally, it was a leak. It wasn't the Russian hackers. Apparently, Seth Rich shared a total of 44,053 Democratic emails with WikiLeaks. This is now confirmed. And it puts a lie, it puts the lie to that whole story about Russian hackers. And apparently Fox actually picked up on this, and now that the detective has come on out, more people are coming on out and saying, yes, we were aware Seth Rich was sharing information with WikiLeaks. And we were right all along to suspect that he was the leak. I mean, Julian Assange actually named him and implied it was him. We're seeing all these stories from places like, well, I have to give them credit where credit is due. Fox News is reporting this. And apparently, Seth Rich, according to the information found on the computer by this detective, who's like a former homicide detective in D.C., and he was working for one of the state governments, and I got his CV here a little bit later on here. But apparently, Seth Rich made contact with WikiLeaks through Gavin McFadden, who unfortunately he passed away. Nothing suspicious in his death. It was lung cancer. American investigative reporter, documentary filmmaker, and a director of WikiLeaks. So that was the contact. That was how the information got there. So that's the important talking point. The DNC emails were leaked, not hacked. Russia had nothing to do with it. Even Julian Assange said the source was not Russia. So that whole story about Russian hacking the election and hacking the DNC is just absolutely collapsing. And I noticed that the people who are trying to take down my server, they're DOSing specifically the Clinton body count file. They don't want anybody downloading that and looking at that, which doesn't really matter because we made a PDF of it and put it out on social media weeks ago. So it's already out there. And anyway, let's see, the private investigator, they're not naming him, but he's a former homicide detective in Washington, D.C., white-collar criminal investigator for the Attorney General of the state of Ohio, and saying, yes, an examination of Seth Rich's computer confirmed he was sending this information over to WikiLeaks. Now, WikiLeaks itself has released an email from John Podesta, saying that he was going to make an example of anybody who was caught leaking. So, it's all falling into place. Now, remember, the official story is Seth Rich was killed in a botched robbery just steps from his home, except the robbers didn't take anything. When Seth Rich's body was found, he still had his wallet, his watch, and his cell phone. Those are all valuable items to criminals. It was a hit. Absolutely. Now, the official family spokesperson for Seth Rich's family is now out there saying, no, there's absolutely no evidence that Seth Rich was leaking a WikiLeaks. I don't know where this is all coming. It's complete nonsense. And you need to understand, this family spokesperson was imposed on Seth Rich's family. And he's a professional Democratic crisis public relations consultant with the Pastorum Group. He's a professional fixer-upper, cover-upper. That's what's going on. Now, when I was talking about WannaCry, and I made a reference to an article I wrote a while back called The Virtual 911, Will the U.S. launch a massive cyber attack on somebody and blame it on their enemy? And sure enough, we're now seeing all these stories that the WannaCry ransomware is from North Korea. We can't actually prove it, but there are telling indications. And remember, North Korea is really not that hip on computers. They have very little internet up there. They're not exactly a hotbed for cybercrime. And even antiwar.com is out there saying there's no actual proof to it. And again, it's being touted. The NSA code, notwithstanding, they say they're finding code similar to what was used by the Lazarus Group, which is believed to be North Korean, that was used to hack into Sony Motion Pictures. Except that at Sony Motion Pictures, like the DNC, it ultimately turned out it was not a hack. It was an internal leak. But the reality is the vast majority of WannaCry is a copy of exploits developed by the National Security Agency. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We're talking about, it's now confirmed, Seth Rich was leaking DNC emails to WikiLeaks. It wasn't a Russian hack. And now we're talking about this attempt to try and blame North Korea for the WannaCry. And this is the way politicians think. They're not concerned with the truth or reality or facts. It's how can they use what is going on to further their particular agenda? Oh, we've got to make America hate North Korea. Well, we'll use the WannaCry. We'll blame it on them. And after that, we'll blame it on Iran. And after that, we'll blame it on whoever. It's like weapons of mass destruction or hacking. Just blame everybody and try and get the wars going that way. Now, the other thing that's going on here is this attempt once again to cast Donald Trump as an agent of Russia. And yesterday, the Washington Compost came out with a story claiming that Donald Trump revealed highly classified information to Russian officials during an official meeting with them. And they're trying to make a big deal about, oh, Donald Trump, this is a high crime. It's at least a misdemeanor. This is impeachable for him to do that. And McMasters has already come on out and said basically all that Trump told them was the concerns about laptops in aircraft cabins. Now, that is not a secret. It was all over the news just last week. And no methods or sources were divulged. And just as a fine point of it, the president does have the authority to declassify anything he feels is necessary. So this is just another attempt to put the focus back on Donald Trump and the links to Russia by Hillary's people, who are obviously scared out of their minds that with Comey gone and all these lawsuits from places like Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch and possibly the Department of Justice closing in, that they may be in serious, serious trouble, that the good times might be over. And here's what's really interesting. The corporate media, the Washington Compost, the New York Slimes that are out there trying to say Donald Trump released this highly classified information, describe the highly classified information in their articles. It's just ridiculous. And again, this so-called secret was all over the corporate media just last week. We're going to go ahead and take a phone call. David from San Francisco, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Michael. Hey, as I'm listening to this, reminds me of a 9/11 conspiracy idea that you may be familiar with. Had you watched any of the videos about what's called the Black Eagle Trust?
No, I hadn't. Please enlighten us.
Well, this was the idea that, in 9/11, the two buildings that were hit, the very windows that were hit, were brokerage houses. And that apparently 10 years before 9/11, almost 10 years to the day before 9/11, there was a secret bond issue that the CIA had basically decided that the Soviet Union was a goner, and they were going to get together as much money as they could get and buy up the former Soviet Union. And so they created a fake bond issue, and it was dated, I think, September 12th of 1991. And so it was a 10-year bond issue that would run out on September 12th of 2001. So the very windows that were hit were the brokerage houses that handled this bond issue. And then, because it was a kind of a CIA secret operation, the very section of the Pentagon that handled the accounting was caught up in this bond issue. Well, basically, if this was true, that they had come up with $250 billion to buy up the Soviet Union, they bought all the apartment houses and the factories and the mining and the, you know, the grain silos and everything that they could buy. So basically, the Russian economy to this day must still be in the hands of these people that came up with the fake bond issue. Because 9/11 in this scenario was to hide the evidence that this $250 billion was stolen from America, used to buy up Russia, and that those guys are keeping it, and they never did let us know about what they did with our money. So,
well, it's an interesting theory, and I have actually heard it before. I didn't know it by that particular name. And again, we need to go back to this idea that no great event, no assassination, no war ever happens for just one reason. Once the decision is made to say we're going to do something, everybody says, well, if we do it this way, it's going to help me. And I think the classic example of that would be the Oklahoma City bombing. Which was done to advance this domestic anti-terror agenda, but at the same time it was used to get rid of all the paperwork from the assault on that church in Waco, Texas, just ahead of the congressional investigation. So there may have been something along that line going there. We know that one of the major credit card companies that was headquartered in the World Trade Towers, there was a transfer of a huge sum of money out of their computers just before the planes hit. And, of course, because the computers were destroyed, nobody could tell where that money went. There was a company that was trying to recover the data off the computer drives with a new technology, but they got mysteriously bought up and the project put on the shelf there. Apparently, there was a gold vault in the basement of the World Trade Center when they finally got down there following the demolition. That had been emptied, so there was a lot of skullduggery going on over there.
Actually, the gold didn't entirely get emptied. There was a truck that got pinned in there. There was a tunnel to the street, and the roof of that tunnel caved in just about a foot or something and wedged a truck down in there. So they're not sure if any other trucks got out before that one, but they weren't entirely emptied. But, yeah, that Frederick Whitehurst came up with that gold theory. But the this bond issue, I've seen it on YouTube. If you just kind of do a Google search of Black Eagle Trust plus 9/11, you'll be able to find a couple of different versions of the same theory, and they do back up some of what you were just talking about. But this whole idea of who really owns Russia, though, is
well. I got to tell you, my first reaction is the volume of money that you're talking about. First of all, pales in significance to all the money that the Pentagon has mislaid over the years. I don't think you could buy all that much of Russia for it. To be very, very honest, it simply isn't enough money to make a significant inroad to Russia. Yes, it would buy a lot of assets, but not to the point where Russia is somehow being controlled by this. Anyway, listen, David, interesting theory. I am going to let you go because I don't want to get back. I want to get to current events. So thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to let you go there. Now then, getting on back to the present day. The Kremlin has already issued a statement saying that this claim that Trump disclosed classified information to their diplomats is nonsense. In fact, their reaction is pretty much ridicule. And they're saying that this is obviously another attempt to damage Donald Trump and to protect Hillary Clinton. And that's exactly what it is. Now, when this first report came out in the Washington Compost, they were claiming that the reason for the ire was that one of the U.S. allies had provided this information about exploding laptops to the U.S., and they were very concerned that their sources and methods might be compromised. Well, the New York Times has now come on out and said that, yes, that was Israel. And again, there are reasons to doubt this whole thing about exploding laptops, because there isn't a lot of room inside laptops. And how powerful an explosion is just as much how much explosive there is and what its shape is. If it's not in a compact shaped like a sphere or a tube. It'll burn really rapidly, but you won't get a high-powered detonation. So the story is a little flaky to begin with. But again, McMaster's came on out and said that all Trump told them was there was a concern about the possibility of laptops being used to sabotage aircraft, and they were considering a ban on laptops in aircraft cabins. And again, that part is not secret. It was all over the news last week. This is just the deep state trying to keep the focus on Donald Trump. Remember that rumor, still no confirmation, the rumor that's being spread around, there's a sealed indictment against Donald Trump for his connections with Russia. So they're still piling on there because over in Hillary land, they got to be getting really, really nervous, especially with the revelation that, yes, Seth Rich was the DNC leak. It wasn't Russian hackers. And now more people are starting to talk here. Now, all this talk about Donald Trump having the authority to declassify information, he does. He's the president. He can do it. The question is, what was his motive? Did he feel it was necessary to share information for safety of airlines? Seems to be it. Contrast that with President Bill Clinton, who used his authority to declassify technology to transfer to China. And his motive was that Chinese money was pouring into his re-election campaign. That was the ChinaGate scandal back in 1994. Should have been investigated, but oh, golly gee shuckies, the email server at the White House broke down, and we just forgot to make backups for the last couple of months. So nothing there. Nothing to investigate. Just kind of went away. Nobody made a big stink about it back then, certainly not on the Democratic side here. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Steve in Massachusetts, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I want to talk to you about the cyber attack.
And, yes.
I heard an interview. It was around 3 weeks ago. This guy was talking about a cybersecurity company called Hack ETF.
Mm-hmm.
And what he said was, look for the shares to go over $30. And when that's going to happen, there's going to be a cyber attack. So I've been waiting. I've checked every day for like 3 weeks. It was up and down, but it was always below 30. Then, as soon as it hit 30, sure enough, it was a cyber attack. And I was like, wow, that's kind of weird. He was right. I don't know why he said the $30 mark, which is kind of weird. But I looked today, and they said on the web that Hack ETF, which is a cybersecurity company, had its biggest rise in shares, biggest profits in in 1 year. So
well,
I wonder if
I mean,
this is all staged or?
Well, I think it may be staged. They're already trying to blame North Korea for it. And remember on 9/11 when that happened, there were some funny things going on with the stock market, with shorts on the airline, the airlines that were involved, and there was no reason to be shorting them prior to 9/11. So somebody had inside knowledge. And when you're going to stage some kind of an event like that, you look for ways to make money off of it. Anybody who knew that this cyber attack was going to be coming would probably be going long on stocks for all the cybersecurity companies because obviously their business just took a huge leap upward.
Yeah, exactly. So I just found that all kind of fishy. And I don't know how this guy knew the information, you know, but yeah. Just,
do you remember the movie The Net with Sandra Bullock? And there was this real big computer security company, and they were doing huge amounts of business, and it turned out they were creating the cyber threats to scare people to buy their products. And we sort of make it a modern version of the old mafia protection racket. If you don't buy security from us, something bad going to happen to your computer. And we certainly cannot rule out that maybe WannaCry was put on out there to stimulate sales for the computer security companies. It's not beyond the realm of possibility in a nation where corporate crime is just absolutely ignored. Anyway, Steve, we got to let you go. Take a break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words from our sponsors.
probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We will not go down in the night. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Hillary Clinton is still out there making waves, making trouble. And she has officially launched a new organization called Onward Together with the stated goal of advancing the vision that earned nearly 66 million votes in the last election, ignoring the fact that quite a few of those votes were actually manufactured out of thin air or cast by illegal immigrants and so forth and so on. So basically, again, the deep state continues to organize to try and get rid of Donald Trump or get him under control. And more, we're starting to see Donald Trump stand up and become more of his own man. We're still hearing word that there's going to be a major staff shakeup at the White House. He's going to get rid of some of these career advisors and politicians, bring in some outsiders, and I'm available. So it's going to be interesting to see what evolves over the coming weeks here, because all of a sudden it feels like Donald Trump has grown a backbone. Article coming out of NTKnetwork.com talking about how Democrats are all excited about how they're going to take back the House of Representatives in next year's elections, but actually looking at the numbers and saying it's not going to be as easy as they're putting on out, although maybe they're thinking they're just going to steal it rather than try and actually get voted in. Now, here's where things are going to get very interesting, and this is another reason why the Hillaryites are in a sweat. Following former FBI Director James Comey's firing, Susan Rice has directed her lawyers to contact the FBI about acquiring an immunity deal. Apparently, she's ready to talk. I'm sure somebody's going to ask how it is that she is worth $50 million on a career civil service salary, but that's a side point. We're starting to see people break ranks here. So, Susan, stay out of small aircraft. Stay out of small suburban Washington, D.C. parks. Now, Washington reporter Jack Posobiec, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, he's out there claiming that James Comey deliberately dropped the Susan Rice investigation because he himself would have been incriminated by it. Washington, D.C. is this giant Gordian knot of corruption. Everything is tied to everything else. And I hope Donald Trump remembers just how it was that Alexander the Great solved the Gordian knot, because I think it's time for that approach. Now, more evidence is surfacing that, yes, the Obama administration was conducting political spying, not just against the Trump administration, but members of Congress. And the data is on 47 hard drives from a government whistleblower. He's going through the proper whistleblowing legal process. He doesn't want to be another Edward Snowden. And this information has now been turned over to the Freedom Watch Group. And the information proves that Obama and his associates spied on everybody. And it's coming by way of whistleblower Dennis Montgomery. Now, interestingly enough, shortly before he died under very suspicious circumstances, Justice Scalia was convinced the Supreme Court was being spied on by Obama. So, we're in Nixon Watergate territory here. Now, all this talk about involvement with foreign governments and all the rest of it, if you think about it very carefully, former CIA Director Brennan did work with foreign spies to keep Trump out of the Oval Office in order to have deniability. U.S. intelligence agencies, including the CIA, went through Britain's GCHQ to carry out the actual surveillance. We're not spying on Donald Trump. I don't know how we got all this information on him, but it wasn't us. And, of course, that was the whole idea behind Five Eyes in the first place. Five-nation alliance, each of them spies on each other's citizens and trades the information so that they can claim they are in compliance with their nation's privacy laws. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And let's see. We're talking about ex-CIA Director Brennan was working with Britain's GCHQ to carry out political spying on Donald Trump, his associates, his potential appointees. And again, according to Rand Paul, members of the Congress were being surveilled. Justice Scalia, shortly before his strange death, shared with Judge Napolitano that he thought the Supreme Court was being spied on. And if that's true and the other justices on the Supreme Court are aware of it, that might lead them to be a little bit more supportive of that Fourth Amendment. Meanwhile, members of Congress have sent a letter to the Attorney General Jeff Sessions saying it is time to reopen the case against Lois Lerner and get back to this idea of the IRS being used as a political weapon against conservative groups and other political enemies of the Obama administration. Because that is a serious, serious situation. One of the original articles of impeachment against Richard Nixon was that he used the IRS as a political weapon. And eventually he had to resign over the obstruction charge. But yes, it's time to reopen the case. There is a dearth of evidence. Conveniently, Lois Lerner's hard drive failed, and conveniently, they weren't making backups. But isn't that data somewhere on those NSA data centers? or are these large buildings just a hoax, just a big empty warehouse? Now, Ron Paul is stepping up his concerns about the rush to a new world war, and he's basically saying to Trump, you should toss your general's war escalation plans in the trash because you have Defense Secretary Mattis and National Security Advisor McMaster are devising a plan calling for military escalations in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria, just ramping up the wars in all of these places. We've been in Afghanistan longer than we were in either of the two world wars. And we have gone into Iraq, what, three times now, and still can't settle that down. So, now, getting on to the fine details here. The last 1,000 rebels are now leaving Damascus, Syria, under this evacuation deal. Basically, Assad has come on out and said, surrender your weapons, promise you will behave, and you can go home. And they're taking him up on that. So Damascus is now pretty much back under the control of the Syrian government. Meanwhile, story coming out of Activist Post, a chemical weapons expert is out there saying that this so-called new evidence from Idlib proves absolutely nothing. And Americans are right to question the official story, given how many other lies and frauds we have been fed to goad us into wars that we really have no business being in. Because all the so-called new evidence is just a rehash of the same old lies over and over and over again. Now, former CIA official Robert Steele is out there saying that, yes, it was a false flag, and the false flag was funded by the Saudis and the Israelis. And here is where it gets interesting, because two of the terrorists involved in that chemical weapons attack have now confessed it was done by the rebels to frame Bashar al-Assad. And that's Waleed Hendy, who confessed to taking part in fabricating videos and photos for a Turkish TV channel while working with the so-called White Helmets that depicted neighborhoods or purported to depict neighborhoods and areas in Aleppo being attacked with chemical weapons in order to blame Syria. Now remember that following Idlib, there was that slow camera pan across the supposedly dead children, and then the camera backs up, and one of the kids has opened their eyes to see if it's okay to move again. And then there was another one, Imad Abdel-Jawad, said terrorists in Aleppo possessed the toxic chemicals, and he took part in transporting them. So that big lie is falling apart. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Ken in Massachusetts, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Called you once before, probably a year or so ago, but I sent you a steady stream of stuff by email that I think you might find interesting.
Thank you.
The latest thing I sent you about was this fellow, Brad Bauman. All the communications from the Rich family apparently are going through this guy.
Yes.
And I'm looking at his LinkedIn profile. He's currently executive director of, he's a partner in the Pastorum Group. And it says managing a crisis communication and full service public relations firm. He's been with various Democratic Party outfits over the years. Executive Director of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. And even going back, a ways back, 2007 to 2009, worked Office of Congressman Tim Ryans, has worked with media outlets to craft positive stories about the congressman's legislative agenda.
Yes.
So in other words, all this stuff from the Rich family today is going through this guy who's basically a damage control specialist. So I wonder what the actual situation of the Rich family is right now.
Well, here's the situation. When following Seth Rich's murder, somehow or other, the Hillary campaign got Rich's family to agree to be quiet and let this guy speak on their behalf. But apparently Seth Rich's family were very unhappy with the official story. And so they basically went outside and they hired this private detective who used to be a homicide detective in Washington, D.C., and white-collar crimes investigation for the Attorney General of Ohio. And he basically investigated, and he's the one who's gone public saying that, yes, there is absolutely no question. Seth Rich was leaking emails from the DNC to WikiLeaks, more than 44,000 of them. And so now, of course, Brad is out there trying to do damage control, saying that there's absolutely no evidence, there's absolutely no evidence, and nobody's going to listen to him anymore because he's, as you say, he's a spin doctor. He's
right,
out there.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's a spin doctor, and that's his job. That's what public relations is, lying to the public for profit.
Yeah, the way it's being portrayed in the press, though, is that the family is upset with this PI calling it, and that the family is calling this fake news. And they're citing this Bauman character and calling him the Rich family's spokesman.
Mm-hmm.
So it's being framed in the media that the family is upset that this and saying that this PI agreed not to talk to anyone outside law enforcement, etc. So very strange here. Very strange here. This is what if you look at any mainstream media, they're saying the Rich family is calling this PI's information fake news, but it's all being supposedly channeled through Bauman as the Rich family spokesman.
Yeah, well, basically the corporate media is going to go to Bauman to get the official story. They're not going to interview the Rich family directly. I'd be more convinced if the Rich family came on out. And even then you'd have to wonder because when you've had a family member clearly assassinated for political gain, it tends to make you a little skittish. And following the murder of Vincent Foster, his widow stayed silent, wouldn't talk to the press. Foster's own sister came on out and said, oh, yes, it was definitely a suicide. Don't listen to the kooks. So I can imagine a huge amount of pressure is being brought to bear on these family members through the very simple thing of you can wind up the same way. We'll kill you and say that you were depressed over the loss of your relative and you just killed yourself as well. And, plus money, financial inducements.
Yeah, I just wanted to get that out there. There's this stuff going around saying, oh, the Rich family is writing this guy off as full of it. You really got to kind of dig to find out that no one's really getting anything directly from the family.
That's exactly the point. No, the family has been walled off. And I don't know if they were bribed initially or they were threatened initially to let this guy be their spokesman. But there have been many, many indications in the past that he is not, in fact, reflective of what the Seth Rich family themselves are actually thinking and feeling. I mean, obviously, they hired this detective. They had questions about what was going on. If the Seth Rich family accepted the official story, they wouldn't have hired the PI to check it out.
Well, here's the thing, though. Apparently, and I don't know who it is, but supposedly this PI was hired by a third party, being paid by a third party, and I don't know who that is.
I hadn't heard that one either. I thought he was working directly for the Seth Rich family. I remember there was one family member who wasn't going along with this staying silent deal who came on out and said that he was going to get a private investigator. But here's the bottom line. We need to see the data from the laptop. And if it's real, then that's basically it. And we need to get away from this he said, she said situation. But supposedly, the FBI does have all these emails from Seth Rich's laptops. And so they know the reality of what's going on. Okay?
All right.
Well, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Great to talk to you.
All right. Thanks a lot. We're going to let you go. Bye-bye. All right. Here we go. Okay. Over in Iraq, their security forces are continuing to put pressure on the ISIS, ISIL, ICE, whatever they're calling themselves these days to get around the ban on CIA support. And they're in the Western District of Mosul, and they're being pushed right up to the border with Syria. So they're making gains there as well. I mean, if you look at all these battles all over the earth, it's very clear we're in a world war. They're just not willing to say this is where we are. We haven't had the big bang like a Lusitania or a Pearl Harbor where everybody says, yep, it's a world war. Let's get on with it here. Meanwhile, it's interesting. Trump is having his first meeting with Turkey's Sultan, Erdogan, trying to reset their relations. But apparently Turkey's war on the Kurds continues to cross borders into Syria and Iraq. And neither Syria nor Iraq are very happy about this. And, of course, behind it all, there is that agenda of eventually carving off large chunks of these other nations to form an independent Kurdistan as part of the planned Balkanization of the Middle East to turn the Middle East into little tiny countries that are easy to bully and push around. Interesting story coming on out of the original antiwar.com. Somebody actually did a poll, and Americans are seeing South Korea and Israel as the two U.S. allies most likely to embroil the U.S. in an unnecessary, protracted, and costly war. 36% of Americans believe South Korea is most likely, while 28.5% of Americans believe Israel is most likely. Now, at this point, I'm going to suggest that this poll may have been taken before the election of South Korea's new president, who is favoring de-escalation of tensions with the North. He's a supporter of the Sunshine Policy, eventual reunification. And that is literally going to pull the rug out of the U.S. agenda in North Korea unless they stage some kind of a false flag. Meanwhile, Israel is in a huge huff because apparently a U.S. Diplomat made a comment on how the Western Wall on the Temple Mount is part of the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Now, Israel considers all of Jerusalem to be theirs, a claim that is not recognized internationally. And the Western Wall is part of the territory Israel captured in the 1967 Middle East War. But the reality is, under international law, the UN, the Temple Mount is in Israeli-occupied West Bank territory. It's not part of the official border of Israel, if they ever get around to drawing one. But it looks like Israel is getting ready to escalate the situation and have the final solution to the Palestinian problem. A very alarming article that's coming out of Global Research up in Canada, where apparently Netanyahu is basically starting a movement to legalize Israeli occupation and annexation of the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and the Golan Heights. They want out that oil and gas. And it's basically a land grab. And once it is over, the Netanyahu government apparently intends to carry out a unilateral expulsion of the 5 million indigenous Palestinians in a forced transfer from their ancestral lands to new refugee camps in adjoining states of Lebanon, Egypt, Jordan, and Syria. Now, as of this point, Lebanon, Egypt, Jordan, and Syria are not willing to take in any more Palestinian refugees. They already have more than they know what to do with. They want them to go home. But this may be the start of the so-called Greater Israel Project, which is an illegitimate expansionist program running from the River Nile to the Euphrates in order to fulfill the biblical image of Greater Israel, as described in the Bible. That's it. All this suffering and death is all about something that was written in the Bible. Things are getting tense up on the Russian border. Article out of the Express. World on a knife edge. Russia furious as NATO creates permanent soldier town near their border. This is over in Latvia. They're building a permanent base for 500 soldiers. And some 1,300 soldiers are now stationed in Orsik's northeastern Poland. And it's obviously to counter Russian aggression. No, it isn't. You don't see Russia building military bases on the Canadian side of our northern border or the Mexican side of our southern border, do you? You don't see Russian warships tooling around the Gulf of Mexico, sailing up and down off the coast of California. They're not the aggressors here. And they never were. We need to keep that in mind. This is all part of that project for the new American century. From back in the 1990s, the U.S. is the sole remaining superpower. Let's act like it and go on out and make the world our oyster. We'll bring our civilization to these other countries. Looking at how things are going in this country, I don't think we're really a good model for other countries to be following when you look at all the problems we have. All right, we've got to take another break for commercials, and we will be back after these few words. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. I want to back on up to the Trump White House because there's a story that just came out on Raw Story. And the headline is, Trump becoming sour and dark as he turns against son-in-law Jared Kushner. Again, it's an attempt to make Trump look bad. But the key point here is that apparently Donald Trump is not listening to Jared Kushner anymore. And that's actually a good thing because Kushner is definitely the pro-Israel force. Whatever Israel wants, we will give it to them. We have to do this. We have to do that. And maybe Trump has just decided that's gone on far enough as well. Maybe Kushner is going to be caught in this White House shakeup, which I think would be a wonderful thing to have happen. All righty, getting on back to the war zones. Azerbaijan hits Armenian missile system in Nagorno-Karabakh. And apparently Azerbaijan's defense ministry says it's destroyed this air defense missile system, which obviously wasn't very good, at Nagorno-Karabakh. Now, Nagorno-Karabakh is officially part of Azerbaijan, but since a separatist war ended in 1994, it's been under the control of forces that claim to be local ethnic Armenians, but that Azerbaijan claims includes regular Armenian military. So apparently Armenia wanted to carve off a little slice of the country for themselves, and that has led to a standoff. Over on the Ivory Coast, interesting little story. This is out of Press TV. Randy Short, who's a political commentator, is looking at the current army mutiny in the Ivory Coast and says it's a blowback from when the United States and France toppled the sovereign government of Laurent Gbagbo's government. I can't even begin to pronounce it. I apologize that. But basically, it looks like they had another regime change. They kicked out the former government. They imposed a new president, Alassane Ouattara, as the new puppet ruler. And apparently the military has just revolted against that. So it's another regime change, and they botched it up. And there's something you need to keep in mind. When you look at all the regime changes carried out by the U.S. government since the end of World War II, they only succeed half the time. And the problem is, whether they succeed or fail, the targeted country is always left in a ruin. So, let's talk about the economy. An article out of the Daily Coin: is China intentionally making it harder to manipulate gold? I think it would be a good thing if they did, because of all the game playing going on. And apparently, Hong Kong Futures Exchange is introducing a new gold futures contracts that mandate settlement for the physical metal. Contract is based on a 1 kilo gold bar. And you contract for it, and when the contract is over, you get the bar. Now, under the COMEX gold futures contract, it actually allows the seller of the contract to settle for the cash equivalent. Even if the purchaser of the contract wants the physical metal, the seller of the contract can say, no, we're just going to give you the cash. This is going to shake the gold markets up. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.